Welcome to the Real Momentum Podcast with Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs. This is a program that encourages and challenges men through biblical discussions on manhood, interviews with key leaders, and powerful messages from a variety of different speakers. Everything that the Real Momentum Podcast does is focused on one mission: helping men win. Let's see what Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs has for us today on The Real Momentum.
If you're not reading Proverbs every day, brother, I just say just get into Proverbs and stay there because God's Word will help you. Hey, it only takes you just a few minutes to read. I just read several verses just like that and I'm done. But look at all the help God gave me. Amen? So I'm thinking, what's going to help me stay clean and stay pure and stay right with God, stay clean with my wife, stay clean with my family and my children and my grandchildren? What's going to keep me protected is the Word of God. Amen? It's sharper than a two-edged sword. Thank God. Thank God for His Word. Amen? Amen. Thank God for His Word. You know why? The lure is fatal. It is fatal. Number two, the loss is final. Now, I know these are some heavy words, but they need to be communicated. When I say fatal, it doesn't mean you're going to lose your life, but in some ways, you are going to lose your life. What you had is going to be gone. It's not going to be the same. The Bible is clear about that. And then the loss is final. Now, again, you're not going to... It's final to the point that you know it. It's going to look totally different. So these things have got to be processed. And I would probably, you know, as you think about some time and even how to process something, I would do what I could to get all this on the table so I could better understand how much of a cost I'm willing to pay if I do get involved in sexual sin, if I do get tied up in pornography, if I do get tied up in other areas of just being away from purity and running away from the things of God. I want to run back to Jesus, and may God help us do that. Proverbs 6:26, by means of a harlot, a man is reduced, that's the word there, to a crust of bread. Reduced. Brought down. Taken low. Number one, the price. Going back to Proverbs chapter 5, I'm using Proverbs 5, 6, and 7 to help us. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 9 through 10, lest you give your honor to others, lest you give your honor to others and your years to the cruel one, lest aliens be filled with your wealth and your labors go to the house of a foreigner. Okay, let's look at honor. What does honor mean? Honor is value. It's significant. It's worth. Many a man has had his reputation ruined by being caught in sexual sin. His honor's gone. His value's gone. His worth's gone. How he seems different now. How we minister to him is different now. We used to minister to him this way, but now the ministry's changed and our response to him's different. He was at this level. Now he's been reduced to this level. It's significant, the price that's being paid here. The years, the Bible says your years are significant. And your years, you give your years to the cruel one. So that mentioned by the Holy Spirit here in verse number 10 was signify the prime of life. All that you've earned, all that you've developed, all that you've gained in your life with your family, with your career, with your, you know, your status, so to speak. All those years all this has been produced, all that you've worked for is reduced, it's taken away. And there's a price to pay. It's just not going to be the same. Man. You might come back, but you'll never come back as you were. It's true. Listen to Proverbs 6, verse 32 and 33. Why do I make that statement? Well, I'm just trying to follow what the Scripture says. Whoever commits an adultery with a woman lacks understanding. The Bible says, he who does so destroys his own soul. Wounds and dishonor he will get, and his reproach will not be wiped away. Yes, the price of adultery, sexual sin, fornication is enormously high. Whoever commits adultery with a woman lacks understanding. He who does so destroys his own soul. Wounds and dishonor he will get, and his reproach will not be wiped away. I pray in Jesus' name that God will help us not only today, but for the next 50 years with this word. Amen? Because what's happening in this text here, when you look back in Proverbs chapter 5, lest aliens be filled with your wealth. In other words, somebody's enjoying what you've earned, what you've gained, your wife, what you've got out of your career, all you put into this. I mean, Probably they may move in your house. They may have your furniture. You see what I'm saying? Y'all know these stories, right? Somebody else moves in, man. The alien, the stranger. Somebody else has moved in. It's tragic. So there's a price. There is a heavy price. The second thing is the pain. The pain. Proverbs chapter 5, 11 through 14. And you mourn at last when your flesh and your body are consumed. And say, listen to God's word. How have I hated instruction? And my heart despised correction. He's crying out. He says, and I have not obeyed. I have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to those who instructed me. I was on the verge of total ruin. I was in the midst of the assembly and the congregation. I was in church every week. I was there every Sunday. I didn't pay attention. I didn't listen. I rejected truth. I walked away from it. How did I do this? How'd this happen? Pain. And you mourn. What is he saying? That's the groaning of the poor and distressed. You've been reduced. The price has been significant. The pain is overwhelming. So let's ask these questions to ourselves. Are you ready for the fact that your spouse, your wife, won't be able to invest her trust in you again for a very long time? You'll have to go to immeasurable lengths to rebuild that trust, and even then you'll never be sure that it's 100% returned. A cloud of distrust will follow you wherever you go, but for as long as you go. Here's another question. Are you ready to sit down and explain to your children why you did what you did? And watch the shock, the hurt, the disbelief, the anger and hopelessness in their eyes and faces. Wow. Are you ready to surrender the respect of your colleagues, friends, and family members? Can you handle the shame that will be brought to your family if you fail morally? So number one, if only, is the attitude that follows. The pain. The price, the loss here is final. The condemned conscience too late will realize that instruction and reproof have been ignored. All too often, the conscience lies dormant or is held down by desire when temptation is at its peak. But once the deed is done, the conscience awakens. Wow. He looks back and wishes he had listened to his parents, to his student pastor, to his pastor, to his dad, to his brother, to his school teacher, to his granddad, to his uncle, to his sister, to his brother, hey, to his wife. Listen, he wished he'd listened to his future wife even though he hadn't seen her yet. Ultimately, he wished he'd listened to God. And just to mention to parental advice here, just shepherding, and sometimes I think we kind of get away with it when we use the word parent. Let's talk about fatherhood. It just changes perspective, amen? It just changes perspective. So if I'm taking on the mantle, not as a parent, but as a father, it looks different. To me, it feels different. So as a shepherd, what am I trying to do? So when I think about shepherding as a father, the advice that a father provides, he shows us. A father shields us. The father should shape us. The father should sharpen us as men, and the father should shepherd us. It's almost like a mantle I'm taking on by myself. Whether my wife, the mother, is engaged or not, I've got to wear this mantle. You know what I'm saying? I've got to find a way to get ahead of this and do what I need to do, provide the instruction I need. And so there's such a thing as being a dad with clarity and conviction to be able to protect the children, to get ahead and help shape and sharpen them to be what God wants them to be. Asleep or awake, at home or abroad, at all times, in all places, the person who has listened to godly counsel of wise and a loving father is hedged with sound advice that will keep him from adversity. So when your dad's teaching you something, he's not just talking just to be talking. Amen? And if you're a dad, you're not just talking just to be talking. So don't let the words be wasted. Amen? So let's speak with clarity and conviction that shepherds our children, primarily our boys in this area. And you can also do the same thing with your girls. I've done this. I've actually taken my girls and my boys through Proverbs 5, 6, and 7, and I've read these passages with them, read Proverbs 31, to protect them in sexual purity. You know why? Because I got beat there. I got beat there. And I've talked to them about this price. I've talked to them about this pain. When our girls, when they turn 10, we pierce their ears. We, you know, a lot of kids get their ears pierced earlier. A lot of girls get their ear pierced early. I thought, man, here's a way I can teach my children. I want to help them realize the pain of sexual sin. So when I've told my girls, when you go get your ears pierced today, it's going to be painful. But I'm going to sit down with you. We're going to read through God's Word. I want to describe something to you. It's going to be very, very painful if you get involved in this area of your life. It's going to cost you much more than what it cost you in a few minutes to get your ears pierced, and the pain that it cost, the emotional pain, the struggle that you will carry with you is very, very pricely. So I felt like God has used that to help our girls and our boys to try to walk in purity. Have they been perfect? You know, in some ways I've seen that they've done real well. In some ways I don't know. I mean, part of it's just trying to help them win and get the word out. But I don't want them to have the response that this Proverbs teaches us. Where was I? Why? How did this happen? I was going to church and, you know, I was right where I needed to be, but I was not paying attention. I got deep.
If you've been enjoying the spiritual insights, stories, and practical strategies we share here on Real Momentum, the absolute best way you can support the show is by taking just 60 seconds right now to do two things. First, hit that subscribe or follow button. Subscribing ensures you never miss an episode of inspiration and that every new discussion is waiting for you the moment it drops. Second, please leave us a quick rating and review. Those 5-star ratings and your honest reviews are fuel for our show. They help other leaders like you find our ministry and keep the momentum building. But wait, there's one more thing. We don't just want to talk to you, we want to connect with you. We want to hear about your real momentum moments. You can find all of the show notes, resource links, and transcripts for this episode at realmomentum.men/rmpodcast. And please, join the conversation. Connect with us directly on all the social media platforms by searching for Real Momentum. Send us a DM or tag us with your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Thank you for being a part of the movement to reach and lead men to follow Christ. You've been listening to Real Momentum, a co-production between Real Momentum and TIL Radio Network.